AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Luigi Mangione has pleaded not guilty to state murder and other charges in the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO. The Manhattan District Attorney formally charged Luigi Mangione last week with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of almost every prisoner on federal death row. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
President Joe Biden says he's converting from death row to life in prison the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on death row in federal prison. The only three prisoners still sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred 9 black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 2021, the Biden administration announced a moratorium on federal capital punishment to study the protocols used. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs, and he's even praised China for its harsher treatment of drug dealers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan have announced plans to work towards a merger that would form the world's third largest automaker by sales. The auto club AAA predicts that more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home before New Year's Day. In an AP interview at Chicago O'Hare Airport, holiday traveler Haley Hahn says it's always a little stressful flying this time of year.
Now that we're at the airport, I feel like I can relax. It was a little bit of a hassle to get packed and ready. But there's also a magic about the holidays that makes it exciting to travel.
Los Angeles Dodgers Shohei Ohtani has been named the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year for the third time. That ties the two-way superstar with Michael Jordan. This is AP News. Honda and Nissan's merger talks shook up an otherwise quiet morning on Wall Street. AP correspondent Seth Sutel.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are wavering in the early going on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 127 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.4%. Honda and Nissan said they're talking about combining in a deal that might also include Mitsubishi Motors. Honda's U.S.-listed shares jumped 14%. Eli Lilly rose 1.3%. That came after regulators approved Zepbound as the first prescription medicine for adults with sleep apnea. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note inched up to 4.55%. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.